I really want us to like roleplay the idea that Tom is a guy that tried to pick his own nickname. Like, he's that guy in the group, and he keeps trying to make Darkly catch on. But we refuse to let him fall. Darkly.
The thing that does kind of like kind of bother me is that my character's name was supposed to be Tom. like for real this time. So it was like Tom and Tom.
That's cool. Everyone will just call me Darkblade.
No, they won't. D&D is starting now.
Right.
Or should we do like a faux podcast intro?
Maybe,
just
yeah.
For fun?
In cases.
Okay. I guess I'm the DM.
You don't have a name!
I guess I'm the DM, so I'll start it. Hi. We're playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh my god.
On a podcast? Classy.
I guess it's a podcast.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Halloween.
No.
So it's going to be very spooky. And I'm Michael spooky. Thrifty Nerd Tomorrow, and I'm going to be your DM for the evening. And with me is Mike Bachman?
Uh-huh. Yep, that's true.
Steven Strom?
It's pronounced Gustavo.
Jennifer Cheek?
Hey, guys.
And Timothy Lanning.
Hello, please call me Darkblade.
Nobody's going to call you
Darkblade.
Whatever
you do, don't do that.
We don't know what we're doing exactly. I've read some of the Player's Handbook and a little bit of the Dungeon Master's Guide. And we're just going to wing it, I guess.
Yeah, and we have so much enthusiasm.
What he's trying to say is we are experts.
So it should be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we're lacking in knowledge, we're going to make up in...
Stupidity.
Charisma? I think charisma.
I don't have a lot of that. My character does not.
let me throw a quick charisma check. That's a thing in this game, I think.
Oh, it is...
I'm sorry, you fail your charisma check.
You managed to roll a -5. That is not even possible.
Let me see them dice tomorrow. I don't know if I trust you.
The die come up blank.
So please write in at unnamedpodcast@gmail.com.
At AOL.com.
And tell us what we're doing wrong, and we'll take it from there, I guess. I guess maybe you guys should just say a little bit about your characters that you've rolled up.
Well, I'm Tom Darkblade, which everyone calls Darkblade. He is a halfling rogue. He likes to jump around and stab people from shadows. He is a rough and tumble little guy.
Aw, so cute.
Nobody calls him Darkblade.
No, I've never heard anybody call him Darkblade.
My character... Wait, you did say the name. My character, her name is Aludra. She does not have a last name right now. She's a female dwarf druid. She can summon a giant frog, which is the thing I'm most excited about, and turn into animals, or one animal.
What is the one animal that she can turn into?
Whatever she wants, but she's only one person.
Okay.
So
okay.
Only one animal at a time.
Yeah. She can't be like a pack of wolves, but she can be one wolf or a bear.
All right.
Or a frog.
I get it. How about you, Mr. Strom?
My character is a good male Githyanki wizard Shire, which is, I think, some kind of elemental Bernie type thing, which I picked because there's a character that's kind of like that in Planescape Torment, which is a game I played once. And his name is Junpei Iori, and I think that his species is like astral space pirates or something. Goblin, space pirate goblins? That's what you look
like.
And you're like
an orb of light with an eye patch on it.
All right.
Yeah. they pirate astral space. That is where they collect their booty.
You're an ass pirate.
Yeah. There it is.
I am an ass pirate.
And
that is the portmanteau. That is the accepted portmanteau.
Mr. Bachman.
I am a dragonborn warlord named Tom who can breathe lightning, and that's really all I know about him.
I love that you're a dragonborn named Tom.
Hey, it's me.
Was he adopted by humans that were really
boring? But it's spelled T-H-O-M.
No, it's spelled T-H-O-M.
So it's interesting. Right,
the H is silent. So.
He's not Thom.
No, he's not Thom. He gets really mad if you call him Thom. He gets really mad.
Well, between Mr. Darkblade over here and Tom, who's not Thom.
Oh, no.
Let's hope no one mispronounces things.
All right, well, I guess I can't put it off anymore.
Please try. I was going to say, please do your best.
We have to start our D&D adventure now. Are we ready?
Yes.
Is there everyone in character?
Yes.
I don't. Yeah? Sure.
Okay.
Tom is in character.
Tom is the mildest dragonborn you have.
Oh, hell. Okay. You come to and find that you can't remember where you are or how you got here. You appear to be laying on a slab of some sort, and your arms and legs seem to be bound. Go ahead. Go. Make Dungeons & Dragons happen. This is all of you, except for Jennifer, who's still unconscious.
We have to pick.
Wait,
well.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Aludra is still unconscious.
Oh.
Don't we have to?
Well, as a wonderful thief, I'm going to just pretend to try to get out of my bounds because no rope can hold Tom Darkblade.
Do you maybe want to look around the room first?
No, I'll look around the room. I will look around the
room. I said it first.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that you're all looking around the room. You are in a small, dingy room about 30 feet by 35 feet. There are five slabs lined up against the eastern wall, each one with one person strapped to it. There are no windows and a single door on the northern wall. It is closed. Each wall contains a burning torch. They are the only light source for the room. Along the western wall, you see a long table filled with strange instruments, vials, flasks, and jars. You hear moaning.
Ooh.
Yeah, Tom Darkblade cannot be held by simple ropes. I use my thievery to get out of these ropes.
I get to roll.
Tim, you...
Who?
Tom, you said you're just going to try to use your thieving abilities to escape your bonds?
Yeah, call me Darkblade. Yes, I am definitely going to... I'm a master thief. Some say I'm a master assassin, but I don't like to brag. So I can definitely get out of this.
Okay, go ahead and roll d20.
I got 10 plus my thievery of 12 is 22.
Okay, you're unable to escape your bonds.
Dang.
That's horse apples.
Can I intimidate the ropes?
So as you guys are, sort of trying to get your senses, because why are you here? It's very strange. You notice that there's a dude on the slab closest to the wall who's looks like he's in bad shape. And he's moaning. He's not all there. He has bandages over half his head and several other places on his body. There are going to be fresh wounds that have been recently sewn up.
I'm going to yell at him. Hey!
You're about to yell at him, and then the door opens.
Go!
The door opens. A small man you don't recognize. A small man you don't recognize walks into the room.
It was a monster mash.
And as soon as the door opens, the man who's lying on the slab closest to the wall, closest to the door, lets out an audible gasp. The small man is wearing an apron similar to the ones that you've seen butchers wearing in your home village. It is similarly stained with crusty brown spots and more fresh-looking red ones. The man walks over to the long table, picks up a slightly rusty saw, He then proceeds to walk towards the man on the first slab, who immediately starts screaming.
Oh.
The small man begins to saw the right hand off of the man on the slab. Mercifully, the man on the slab appears to pass out after the first few cuts.
Oh my god.
The small man drops the hand into a tray. He then returns and ties a tourniquet around the wounded arm. He picks up the tray with the hand in it and walks out of the room. He doesn't appear to lock the door.
Can I breathe lightning on my ropes?
Yeah, I believe you can. Is that a daily action?
I have no idea. Yeah.
So you have powers. You have like three different kinds of powers. You've got at will powers, which you can use as much as you want. You have encounter powers, which you can use once per encounter.
Uh-huh.
And then you have daily powers, which you can use once per day.
Pretty sure that was encounter.
Is that an encounter?
Yeah, it's red, right?
Power. Oh, here we go. Second page. Yeah, it's encounter only, so I can't do that.
No, you can. You can actually use an encounter.
You can. Just won't be able to do it again until the next encounter.
Yeah, you have to wait. You have to rest for like 5 minutes, and you can do it again.
Oh, so do they at the start of each encounter they reset? Or?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I want to do that.
And also, Aludra, you are coming to now.
Oh, good.
Just in time to see this.
Just in time to see a weird dragon man breathe lightning on his bonds.
What?
Do I have to roll something? And also, how do I know what I need to roll?
Roll a d20.
Okay. Bart, I got a 10.
What are you shooting towards? Are you breathing on your... You've got, like, sort of your hands are in different places and your feet and whatnot.
Oh, so each one is, like... I'm tied separately. I'm not just like tied all up in
your hands are tied at your sides, I guess.
Okay. Left hand.
Okay. So your left hand is now free.
Nice.
And you're able to sort of pull yourself out the rest of the way. So
cool. So now I'm completely free.
You're free. You're free as a bird.
I mean, do I have to, is somebody else going now or, cause obviously I'm going to want to go try and untie somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Genpei.
Your turn.
Oh.
No, it's Strong's turn.
No.
Oh, Junpei.
Junpei.
Junpei, you
are... It's the ass man's turn.
What am I going to do? I'm going to look at the guy who just breathed lightning and say to him, it's like, hey, can you help me out? Like, something like... I try to talk to him. Can I see him?
Yeah, you can see him.
Did I just see him shoot lightning out of his face?
You did. You were really impressed.
Hey, I say, hey, like, I try to communicate with him. Like,
yeah, you guys can just talk to each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Lightning Man, can you help me out? Okay. Do we not speak the same language?
For a second, I really liked the idea of just like roaring like a dragon.
Really, Chewbacca?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do that though.
Does anyone here speak Draconic?
Well, he probably speaks Common. Everyone speaks Common.
I think I still speak Common. Yeah, I didn't actually look at what language.
He just had a moment of distress where he went. He reverted back to Draconian, then he remembered no one can understand me, and he started speaking Common again.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, don't worry, bro. Hey. I'll help you out.
Is that canon?
Yes. I'm Tom the Dragon.
I'm not familiar. A Lightning Man. I'm not familiar with your dialect.
I don't know you, but I'll help you out of your ropes. Why not?
Sweet, bro. Sweet. Let's see. Can I struggle against my bonds?
You can basically let everyone out if you would like to.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just let everybody out.
Okay. What about the guy without the hand, I guess?
He's still passed out, right?
Yeah, he's unconscious.
Can we call him Captain Hook?
Sure, if you want to.
Oh.
I don't see any hooks on that guy, though.
Yeah.
I'm more afraid of him.
He's Captain No Arm, or No Hand.
I'm going to leave him for the time being, because I don't know what his deal is.
Ampy the Friendly Amputee.
I heard a bard one time tell me an inn of a story where a group of people were locked in a room just like this, and it turned out that the man that appeared to be dead on the floor was actually the main bad guy. So we should probably stab this person.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we should stab him, but I do think... We should, maybe we should try to wake him up and ask him questions.
How about we give him, like a hacksaw and lock the door behind us and give and let him reflect upon his life.
Why don't we wake him up, threaten to stab him, unless he tells us what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Do what Dragon Man says.
my name's Tom.
Oh, okay. My name's Tom Thaw? Darkblade, by the way.
I'm just going to call you Tom for simplicity's sake.
So I guess I need to... So who is going to try to wake him up and how?
I will try to wake him up by slapping him in the face with my magic hand.
Oh, he's already in so much pain.
I'm gonna stand. This is at will minor action. I'm gonna stand like a good distance away and like try to wake him up with my magic mage hand. Last until the end of next turn. You can move the object into a pack. So yeah, I'm gonna try and rouse him with my magical hand. How about that?
He does not seem to rouse.
Ooh. Oh, jeez. Are any of you guys any good at healing? I am great at many things, but I'm not very good at healing.
I seem to remember being a pretty good healer. My mind is fuzzy.
My mom always told me I had a talent for healing, but I never listened to her lessons, so I have no idea what I'm doing.
Can I wake him up with Furious Smash?
Couldn't I just go, like, touch his face?
Now, as a streetwise and extremely stealthy man, I notice, Aludra, that you're incredibly good at healing. Could you? I don't know. I think something about you, your physique, your woman with curves.
I am extremely curvy. I think my bosom is great at healing. So can I... So I walk over to the guy, kind of take stock of what's going on, and then I would like to roll for healing him?
She has a 10.
It's one of my skills. I just don't have a card for it.
How many points of damage is one hand, basically? Because that's the state this guy's in.
I don't want to heal him. I just want to wake him up and make him not scream.
Okay.
I feel like maybe I should have him skill to, like, pat his face.
Wait, can I put magic hand over his face so he doesn't scream, and then somebody else go and try to rouse him with that?
I don't know if we need the hand.
You already used magic hand, though, right?
No, I don't. Yeah, no, Steven, but it lasts until the end of the
turn. Magic hand is very cool.
It is very cool. I wonder if we should save it.
We don't know this man.
He's tied up.
Well, you know
I feel
each
like
other.
He might be in a similar situation as we are.
He just got his hand chopped off.
I don't know how you guys were looking at me because I'm in the shadow of the corner of the ceiling.
How did you get up there?
Okay, I will hang over the door upside down by my feet.
I've only known one other man that could do that, and his name was Jerry Darkblade.
Can we transplant my magic hand to his stump?
Of the Goldshire Darkblades? Anyways. Okay, you guys handle that guy. I'll be listening. practically invisible above the door.
So are we going to use your magic hand, astral guy?
I put my magic, because I still don't want to get near this guy, just in case he has a gun or something. You can't trust these homeless crazies.
You say gun? What is this gun?
I don't know, bro.
What is that?
I put my magic hand over his mouth to stifle his screams. And, you guys go wake him up.
So I walk up and pat his face, pat him on the head, and say, hey, guy.
Okay, so you have a plus 10 to heal somebody. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you roll a d20?
I rolled 11, so it's 21.
Okay. So he seems like he's in really bad shape to you. Like, he might be, you know, not long for this world.
Like, about to die. So we should probably wake him up real soon and try to get any info out of him that we can.
So you're trying to wake him up? You're trying to, like...
Yes. I pat his face lightly. Not, like, I don't want to slap him because he's already doing pretty bad. I just pat him on the head.
Okay.
So he can wake up. Jostle him.
So he comes to, and this is what he says.
Hey, ass man, take your hand off of his face.
I removed my hand from his face,
and now he goes,
put your hand back on his face.
I put my hand back on his face.
I gently pat the dude's head to try to calm him down.
Everything's padding with you. Okay, padding won't solve the world's problems.
This guy is like... having a rough time, and you guys are being rude to him.
He seems to be, like, trying to push away as far as he can from any person who's near him.
I say, hey, we're not trying to hurt you. We were also locked up in here.
His eyes roll back in his head, and he seems to be unconscious again.
Damn it.
I realize that the door seems unlocked, and I want to try to open the door.
Did you want to, like, listen at it first? See if you hear anything?
Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, guys. I am skilled at many things, but I'm not so good at perceiving. Is anyone good at perceiving?
Oh, I'm extremely perceptive.
I have a -1 to perception, so I can, you know, check that.
Wow, that's really bad. I have a +10 for perception, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I have 0 perception.
Can you do me a solid and just listen? I could probably hear it, but I just want to make sure to see if you could. Can you listen to see if there's anything outside that door?
Okay, so I creep over to the door, and let me roll.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So 20...
She got a natural 20.
I have 30. Yeah.
Okay. You don't hear anything out the door, and also you, out of the corner of your eye, you notice a bunch of, like, medically looking instruments on the table, some of them which have sharp points to them.
Okay, so I'm assuming, since I did not hear anything and I'm extremely perceptive, that we are not in immediate danger of someone walking in right at this moment, but I am extremely concerned about all the terrible instruments on this table. Guys, what's going on?
I'm still kind of wondering what's happening with this guy. I'm going to go ahead and untie him while he's unconscious.
Hmm.
That way, when he wakes up, he might not be so freaked out.
Okay, he's untied.
I'm currently standing behind you, but you don't know it.
I don't think that's how that works.
I'm checking out the medical instruments and terrible things on this table.
I want to check out the medical instruments.
There's a number of knives and things like that on the table.
Can I pick up a knife and, like, put it in my pocket?
Yeah, you can.
I'll do that.
I notice your knives, and I tell you a story about how I got my very first knife. And are there any more knives on the table?
Yeah, there's just a whole bunch of them.
Well, I probably grabbed the best one. I grabbed 2 of the best ones, and I flip them up, and you guys don't even know where they go.
I don't think we can just decide if we don't notice something.
Can everyone make a perception check to see if they know where Tim's knives go? I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Mike, can you roll for me?
Did not roll very well on that. They were deeply hidden. 14. A 14 for me.
June Pie notices exactly where the knife goes. And is slightly repulsed by it.
How are you going to injure yourself?
So we have these knives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we assume that we all pick up these weapons?
Yeah, everyone basically has a dagger.
Okay, great. I love daggers. I don't know. I think I hang back and try to survey my new companions, and I just want to see what they do, because I'm not sure that I necessarily trust them.
I can see that. So basically we're all looking around staring at each other, holding weapons, and there was a crazy guy in here a second ago who chopped the dude's hand off. So I think maybe it's not a good idea to stay in this room, guys. What do you think? Should we make a plan to try to leave?
Guys, I have an idea. You have a nice heel thing. Can you guess at the last time anything bad happened to this poor, unfortunate creature in the corner here?
Like 3 seconds ago?
Well, no, before that. Like, how often do you think he gets hurt? Because then we can set a trap for that butcher-looking feller.
Like, you want me to look at his wounds and see, like...
Yeah. If it's, like, once a day, I don't want to wait that long. I want to get the stones out of here.
I mean, you can see that his freshest wound, since this one doesn't look super fresh, like, its blood's all clotted and whatnot.
So it's been some time. So we might have some time.
So Dragon Man over there, either I like the way how broad your shoulders are. Do you want to open that door and walk out and see what's out there?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll open that door.
Okay.
I don't care.
Do we have a particular order we want to be in as we walk out?
I'm just going to open it and walk right through it. That's what I was planning on.
I'm going to hang back. Because I got some good ranged attacks. I'm just going to be back.
I also walked through, but I'm on the ceiling.
I feel like that's the thing he should have to roll for.
I'm pretty sure that's not natural to you.
Okay, you peer out and out the door and
no peering. I just walk right out.
You walk out and you're in a hallway. The western side ends in a stairway, and it looks like there's a door. You know, you can see, as you can see on your map, it looks like there's a door at the eastern side of the hallway and another door on the same wall that the room you just came out of is in. Mr. Strom,
mm-hmm.
You're up.
Yeah, I'll go check out that door as well. I'll go right up behind him and follow him out to the door.
Ooh.
You other kids?
I would like to creep in the shadows and go to the far end of the hall. Yeah, I'll go to the right.
To the east.
Sorry.
So, I have a question. Yeah. Are there lights in this hall?
Yeah, it's lit. It's just sort of like
torches.
It's a spare, dingy hall.
Okay, so we don't need lights. Okay. So I also follow out into the hall. And can I do another perception check of what's happening?
Sure.
Okay. So 21.
You hear what sounds like people talking off in the distance to the east.
Okay. In the direction we're walking. Okay.
So what do you guys want to do? You've got stairs, you've got two doors.
Well, we do have stairs. Where are the stairs?
The stairs are to the west.
Oh. Yeah.
Can I scout ahead and see what is up the stairs?
That's a good call.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Go scout.
I'm going to go scout.
You can roll stealth.
27. I'm extremely stealthy.
You're very, very stealthy. You see what appears to be a large room with doors on the north and south wall, a sort of a table in the middle, and what look to be still figures standing along the wall. On each side, about six of them.
That's spooky.
Like people?
They're
like on a statue?
You're not sure if it's like a person or a statue or what's going on.
What happened to that hand? Did the guy leave it on the table in the room?
No, he brought it with him.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to take it. So, Tom, do you think we should go up there, or what do you think?
I think my Darkblade ancestry wants me to really take a look to see if there's any treasure in here.
I don't know what that means.
I'm also horrifically afraid of what this might be, but hell, I don't know what to do. Let's go in here. Let's be cautious.
Okay.
Though.
I'm gonna go upstairs cautiously.
So we should go into the room with the people, the figures that we don't know if they're human or not.
Hey, Jennifer,
yeah, we'll find
can you
out.
Make another perception check since you're the most perceptive?
Yes. I'm afraid. 16.
16 total?
Yes.
You notice a small trail of what looks like it's probably blood fresh that heads east.
Heads east?
Yes.
Back towards the doors.
Towards the door on the far wall.
Hmm. Okay, so our options are stairs with people, maybe, or blood trail.
Jinpei, you seem to be quite skilled in the magical arts. Can you see if you can feel any magic or anything in the air?
Let me look at that, Tum. Let me look at what I've got. I have 9 to Arcana, so yeah, I'll do an Arcana check.
Okay. You feel sort of magic everywhere. There's magic up the stairs, and there's magic...
Is this an ICP song?
Tell me if there's magic in the air.
There's definitely magic in the air. And it feels like dark, creepy magic. Oh, spooky God. Halloween magic.
Oh,
I'm going to say that I think we should try to get out of here, you guys.
Yeah, the blood goes that way. Do we want to go that way? I don't think I want to go towards the blood.
Yeah, it seems like maybe we don't know what these deals are. They may not be human.
Okay, whatever. I don't know what you guys are into. We don't want any part of it.
I was already all about going upstairs, so...
I think we don't go towards the blood.
Oh, wait, was the blood heading east or west?
East.
The blood was heading east.
Wait.
So go up the stairs. That is away from the blood.
That's west.
Right, yes. So that's what I'm saying.
And in case you guys couldn't see me, I am west.
But... Oh, I could not see you.
Thank you.
Okay, so you guys are going up the stairs?
Yes, we are going up the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We should have woke that dude up again and had used him like as a decoy as he runs screaming out of the room.
Hold on a second, guys. You guys are feeling really spooked out. Just so you know.
Oh God! Did we make
Don't tell me how to feel.
I bluff to make everyone think that I'm not spooked out. I rolled a 15 and I have an 8 bluff.
So we don't think you're afraid.
So wait, is that door open? Is that how I can see this guy right now?
Yeah, you're open. The door's
Oh shit!
Guys.
Oh, that's terrifying.
That looks bad.
It's probably just statues.
Guys, I don't. I need to do a perception check.
Please percept that, please.
Oh, my perception. Something happened to me. This is only an 11.
Well, you just got a headache.
Yeah, 11 total.
I bet you're distracted by me.
Maybe I'm distracted by two of them. Oh my god, there's so many. I don't need perception. They're all there. Look at their faces.
They look unfriendly.
I have a question. When she rolls like a perception check, how do you know if she passes or fails?
There's a thing called a difficulty. It's called a DC, and it's like a difficulty
something. Do you just make those up as it goes along? Or?
Yeah, there's like set ones, but you can also just make them up. You can decide, like, I think it's this hard.
Yeah.
You could just always like make things like insanely hard if you wanted to, then.
Absolutely.
You could be a dick like that. Wait, one of them disappeared.
What?
One of the guys.
I probably killed it.
Where are they going?
Roll perception to see if he killed it.
Yeah, he's super dead. Good job.
Yeah. I bluffed the monster into thinking I killed him.
So we can all agree that there's monsters in this room now, right?
He said they're probably statues, but I don't trust them.
Their faces look really scary.
Wait, you can hear someone?
Yeah.
That
totally.
Big squiggly thing in the middle is a table.
Oh, okay.
And these guys hanging out around on the walls.
Okay.
With their faces looking scary.
So as Tum lurks into the room very quietly, the things that which you think might be statues all start to move.
Statue ghost.
Roll to see if I saw that coming.
He did not.
They appear to be what looks like skeletons. Armed skeletons.
Hey, guy, I do a religion check because my religion stuff extends to knowledge of the undead and religious-y stuff. And
helpful.
So let me roll that. And then I've also got plus 11, plus 15 with my modifier. So I've got plus 15 to whatever I roll.
You think that they're animated skeletons that are going to probably try to kill you.
Nice. What's up? Y'all thought this, the astral space pirate goblin wouldn't be of any use, but look at what he just did.
He's extremely helpful.
Now we roll for initiative.
Okay,
explain to me what that means.
So everybody rolls a d20 and adds their perception bonus if they have one, right? It's a dexterity bonus.
Dexterity bonus. They're just dexterity modifier.
Dexterity modifier.
Yeah, not the... Yeah.
32.
No. Oh, so guys.
I got a 5.
Thrifty, can you roll for me again?
Yeah. You got an 11.
And plus 1 from a modifier.
Okay, so you're going to 12.
I have 21.
Oh, wow. I have a 1 total. A 1. Okay. But I'm going to be in the back where I should be anyway.
Oh, and the monsters roll a 17.
Ah, you so fucks.
Listen, I have my dark blade here, and I will banish these creatures to the darkness.
All right, buddy. Good at it.
As they start coming towards you, you notice that the two skeletons towards the door have bows and arrows, and the rest don't.
Shit. Oh, good.
Can you mark
the rest have long swords.
Wait, the ones far away from us have bows and arrows?
Yeah, the ones that are farthest away from you.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
That's how bows and arrows work.
My speed is, it's 6.
Okay, so you can move 6 spaces.
I'd love to. I am going to walk forward and essentially my sly flourish attack against this very first fellow.
And, okay, you can move your token.
Oh, okay. So that's just
how far did like how do you what determines how far you can move?
It's six spaces, so you can move diagonal or not diagonal, and your speed will be how far you can move. So you probably are a five. That's the base, unless you have a really high dexterity.
Since I have a skill called First Strike, which is at encounter start, get combat advantage against foes that haven't acted yet. So basically, anybody that hasn't gone yet, I have combat advantage against. And whenever I have combat advantage, I can sneak attack and deal 2d6 extra damage to target.
Okay.
Okay, I will do...
Daggers get a dexterity bonus or a strength bonus? Is it dexterity?
I think dexterity.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Don't I have a weapon?
Yeah, we all have daggers.
Daggers, okay. Oh, that's right, we got them. So I could throw a dagger from far away.
Yeah, you also have your magic still. Yeah, I want to actually do piercing strike, because I feel like these bone creatures don't have very good reflex. Mm. So
we'll find out.
On hit is one weapon. We need daggers in our inventory in order to know what our...
They do 1d4 damage. 1d4 damage.
Mm.
Oh, how do I make sure I hit it or not?
You have to roll.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Because
It has an armor class of 16, so you have to beat 16, which I'm just telling you to, because, you know, for fun.
But I'm going against their reflex.
God, all these rules. Their reflex is 14. So, yeah, you have to beat a 14 with all your bonuses and whatnots.
I don't know what I roll.
You roll a d20.
D20.
And then add your dexterity bonus.
Okay, so my dexterity bonus is I rolled a 13, mm-hmm. but I have combat advantage, so I think that takes two away from their whatevers
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Okay, so you hit him.
Yes.
He's a minion, so he dies.
Yay!
Oh, cool. But he's
totally sweet, bro.
Exploded him really hard, though.
What exactly did initiative decide?
What order we go in?
Okay, so I'm just wondering, because like one of my features is allies within 10 that can see and hear me gain +2 to initiative.
Oh.
And I'm just like, if it's just the order of, or is that the order of the enemies as well?
Yep.
Okay, so basically, normally, everybody, because of where we were all standing, everybody would have gotten +2 to their initiative.
Yeah, and actually that won't change the order.
And since they're minions, you just want to hit them.
Right.
Well, maybe they're not all minions.
Dun-dun-dun.
Also, as you hit him, he falls to the ground and drops his longsword. So anyone who wanted to use a longsword instead of a dagger, there's one on the ground.
Okay.
I spit on his longsword as I twirl my daggers.
So this skeleton moves up on Tum. And what's your armor class? Wearing nothing?
17.
17, okay.
Where do you see that?
Is Num totally naked? Or Tum totally naked?
You guys never asked what you were wearing. It's really...
I'm wearing the shadows.
You're just wearing, like, plain frocks. You're all wearing dresses.
Ah. That's spooky.
Now we know.
Aren't you glad you asked?
I
You're very fancy.
My AC is 17.
You take 4 points of damage as the skeleton creakily swings his longsword at you and it nicks your arm.
I wanted this to happen.
Never forget me.
It's like,
dude, you're still alive. Like, how do I tell what range I can use something?
It should stay next to it.
Close or melee or...
Melee, you have to be right next to them.
And what is where? How far can I do it for close?
I mean, it should say right next to close, like 3, isn't it?
Oh, blast 3 is that? But I don't understand exactly what that means.
A blast goes out 3.
Yeah.
From where you are, right?
Okay.
In all directions.
Or just no.
One? I think it's just one.
In one direction.
Is there friendly fire?
Oh,
it
yeah.
Depends.
It depends. It either says each creature in the blast, or it will say each enemy in the blast.
Or each ally. Depending on what it is.
Oh, each creature.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know whose turn it is, so.
It's still the skeleton's turn.
Yeah, it's the skeleton's turn.
Bucks.
Can the skeletons talk amongst themselves?
Yes, they can. Tom, you narrowly avoid an arrow that whizzes by your ear.
Oh, man.
I kiss the shaft as it wounds by my head.
Oh,
and as I do
my.
It, I'm like, that has weird connotations, new friends.
Jennifer, you have an... Or, sorry. How do I say it?
Aludra.
Aludra. You are not able to elude an arrow.
Fuck! What, do I have to roll anything to see how bad it hurts?
No. You take 10 points of damage.
Shit!
Holy shit!
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
What are you at?
You didn't even ask what her AC was.
I know what all your AC is.
How?
How?
Because you're all naked.
Sheets, I'm sure. Oh.
What?
That's a much simpler answer than what I was going with.
Doesn't
yeah, but dodge and stuff like that counters in.
I guess. Is she... How dexterous are you?
My dexterity is not so good. I am a dwarf lady, so...
You and Americans, you have all this dexterity. Mine
well,
is not
shit.
So good.
You guys need to protect me, because I'm going to die, and I have good spells that you want.
How many points do you have left?
I have 18. So I'm not going to die, like, now.
You started with a 28?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's, like, not great. Not, like, dead, but...
But you're not
bloodied. I'm
bloodied
at 14, so I'm not bloodied yet.
I don't really...
I'm not bloodied yet.
I'm not really 100% sure why there's a whole bloodied state.
That's
but.
A fourth edition.
Because there's certain cards
you get
like, more stuff when
okay.
you're bloodied.
I guess that's what I figured. And you can tell when the bad guys are bloodied, too, so you can know how
yeah,
bad they are.
Exactly.
When are the skeletons bloodied?
Probably never. They might be getting narrowed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can I fight these fucks? Because they made me mad. They have an arrow in me.
You got one. You got one.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to fight them fast.
Junpei.
Junpei.
Junpei. Iori Senpai.
It is your turn.
That's what you will call me from now on.
I'm going to call you Assman.
And remember, these guys are, if you don't know what minion means, they only have one hit point.
Yeah, so just like fucking, just kill
them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just,
God.
Right. Can I move my guy and attack? I forget if that's a thing you can do.
Yeah, you can, you actually can do three things. You can do a minor action, which is like pulling out a sword or opening a door or picking something up off the ground. You can do a move, which is whatever your speed is. That's how many squares you can go, and then you can do an attack, and you can do them in any
and
order.
And Strom, I think I can actually get both of those guys in one hit, so unless you can do that also, I would go after somebody
nope,
else.
I don't think so, so I'll just move. I'll move my guy here, where you can see it, and I will... This guy here next to Tim, he's still alive, that monster?
Yep.
Okay, I'll shoot him with my Nightmare Eruption, which has a range of 10.
Oh my
does,
god.
my god.
God.
The range of 10.
I was my godding the Nightmare Eruption.
Yeah, yeah, I was listening when he chose that power. It was like Magic Missile or Nightmare Eruption, and that's like no question.
Oh.
They're extremely phallic. I want both of them.
Okay, so I actually can take out both of those guys in one hit, Mike, because Nightmare Eruption damages any...
Yeah, but if you don't hit something that's, like, super far away, I'm not going to be able to do shit, is all I'm saying.
Okay, well, hold on.
I can also be far away.
Three, four...
I remind you that I'm currently blocking his sword with my luscious
arm. I have an arrow. I can only assume in my arm or my side.
I think I can actually help you out, too, Tom.
Okay, well, here's
Tom.
What I'll do.
Tom, not you.
I'm Tom. I'm not talking to me. I'm talking to you.
Tom.
The one I just circled, Mike?
I can't.
I didn't see you circle
I don't
one.
See a circle.
You can't see anything I draw, really?
I guess not.
Oh, because I've been, like, drawing and
you
redrawing.
Could just, like, tell me where they are, because there's, like...
It's the one at the very far end on the top to the north, to our northwest.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to shoot that guy with the Nightmare Eruptions. And that does intelligence
delicious.
Versus will damage.
does 1d8 plus 4.
Okay, so yes, you connect, and how much damage does it do?
1d8 plus 4.
Yeah, you do 8 points of damage. And it's not dead, guys, or bloody.
Oh! Oh, fuck.
Then... Really? Oh, that's not good.
Then can I make a, like, a religion skill check? Is that a thing I can do still with my turn?
You could do that as... that can be a minor action, right? I think so.
Yeah.
I'll do a religion, so I got a plus 9 to that.
Okay.
On that guy to see what's up with him.
what's going on?
They're right there.
You seem to notice that the guys who are sort of in front, who are sort of shambling towards the group right now, seem to be a lot weaker than the two in back with the bows and arrows.
Oh, good.
I can do that at will. Mm-hmm. So I can do it again.
Okay. Tom.
Is it my turn? Oh.
Oh, is it my time to shine?
It's your time to shine.
So I can move, I can do a standard and a minor?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move here. Right there.
Okay.
Right there.
Do you like swords, by the way?
It doesn't matter for me right now. I might grab it later. But I'm going to use my commander strike on Tum, which... with a shout, you command an ally to attack, so that you can attack the dude that's right next to him.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
One of your allies can take a free action to make a melee basic attack against the target. Ally gains a bonus to damage roll equal to your int modifier, which is 0, so whatevs.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, Tim, roll.
I got 16.
Total?
Versus AC.
16 versus AC total? Okay. Yeah. This minion crumbles into dust.
Haha, you sucker.
I rip out the sword from my arm and shove it through his head.
He is dust now, so I don't think that there's much head there.
Yeah, there's no head anymore, Tim. Duh.
And for my it's gonna be it's gonna be in a line though. Blast 3, does that like radiate outward? Is it just in a straight line?
So that was a minor action?
No, that was a standard action, what I just did, but I'm talking about for my minor action. I'm looking at my dragon breath power, and it says blast 3, and I don't know if it just goes straight in 3 or if it goes out in 3.
Is it
goes straight in 3, yeah? It's not. He's asking if it's a cone or if it's...
Blast is a cube of 3, but it's right next to you.
Yeah, it's right whichever way you face.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that towards the two in the south, and that should hit that full, like, 3x3 cube then, right?
Yeah, you should be good.
First one, I got a 19.
Okay, so you hit the first one.
And then second roll, I got 16.
Okay, so these guys are both dead, because they're minions. And so
feel free to describe with flourish what you do.
Well, it's a whole lot of lightning that comes out of my mouth. I don't think it needs much more description.
It is just a fireball. It is intense.
Well, it's not a fireball. It's a lightning ball.
Yeah, lightning ball from your face.
Since Mike has no imagination, let me describe it for you. You guys remember the last scene of Highlander when he kills the Kurgan and then the lightning shoots in and he gets the quickening and he knows everything and sees everything and the electricity monsters all come in there? It's nothing like that. He just shoots some lightning out of his mouth and they all crumble.
That works.
Okay.
I don't have time for imagination because I just took out 3 dudes in one turn. So.
Yeah, he's pretty tired.
I raise my hand. What? I want impression.
Olinda, it's your turn.
Aludra. Remember, you still are a controller, so you might...
I'm going to do this one. It's not as... It'll still knock points off of their life, even though it's not like as powerful. Okay, I'm going to move right here.
I whisper, hello.
Hi. I'm going to use Chill Wind. It is a burst one within 10 squares, so I'm going to go... for the scary skeleton dude in the northwest corner, in the top corner.
It's 5.
Plus fortitude.
Versus fortitude.
5. Hey, got real good. Okay, so it's 18.
Okay, so you hit him.
Okay, and it's...
1d6.
Yeah, the damage is not real hardcore.
Okay.
Oh, but I get to slide him.
Great.
Oh, it's a 6. Yay. 6 damage, and I get to slide him a square. So I slide him.
You probably want to slide him forward.
Oh, yes, yeah, so we can get him better.
Yeah.
Okay. So I move him. Can I move him?
Sure. From here.
From there?
Yeah.
Okay, there he is.
Okay.
Yeah, so we get him close. So I can do a burst on them later. Yeah.
Burst! Okay, he's still not bloodied.
Yeah. That was a pretty weak...
This fucker.
It was a weak attack.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How much did you hit him for?
Six.
Six.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. It's probably a good ranged one right now, which is kind of bullshit.
Tum Tum.
The Dark Blade throws the blood off his hand, and
I probably should have been... And it does 20 damage.
I know, probably...
To Eludra.
The blood lights on fire and turns to acid.
Fuck!
Eludra yells, fuck!
That really hurt!
I, with a smirk on my face...
I want... Tom, your character does sound a whole lot like some guy who reads a lot of the game and like player theory, game theory, player handbooks.
Hey, man, don't hate me.
Wear like top hats and perform magic tricks at bars.
I do that. I am using a slife. Wait, how does ranged work again? What's the distance?
Wait, word. Let me see your face.
No, this is like a ranged attack.
A ranged
like,
attack.
I'm going to throw my dagger.
That stat is on the dagger itself.
Wait, I can look that up. I've got it right, sitting right here. Hold on, one sec.
Range is 5'10". So,
okay, yeah.
You get a minus if it's past 5, and you can't go past 10.
So I move here, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so I move here, and I throw my dagger with a sly flourish at this feller.
God damn it.
Wow. Okay, you should roll for that.
I got a 26.
Okay, yeah, I think you hit him. Oh, damn. Was that like a natural 20?
No. I have a really good accuracy.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have daggers.
Okay, so you hit him. How much damage do you do?
Which one's the 4?
D4 is the triangle one.
He's scary. I do 10 damages.
Wow. Okay, he is now bloodied.
Yay!
I'll say battered.
I whisper to Eludra, I hit him.
You flip the dagger and it sort of goes through his rib cage and rattles around in there and really messes stuff up.
Ooh, really fucks up his rib cage.
With no vital organs in it because he is a fucking skeleton.
Right, exactly. And in his rage, after being hurt so badly by you, he points his bow and arrow at you.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
My reflex is 17.
Okay. So he actually doesn't even come close. He basically just shoots an arrow straight into the ground.
What a fucking pussy. All
right. I don't even notice he does.
Goddamn jackass.
And I have +2 AC against opportunity attacks.
Good for you.
Where would I look on mine?
Hey, what's your reflex, Steven?
My reflex is 14.
14. Okay, you also have an arrow sort of whiz by you and not make contact. And it is your turn.
He shoots an arrow at me. I do a religion check as the arrow hits my throat. I say, oh, God.
And then I die.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I'm going sweet Bahamut's arms.
Okay, do you worship Bahamut?
I don't know. Isn't that a bad one?
No, he's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. A lot of dragon
boys. Is he a goat man?
No, he's a dragon.
He's like a platinum dragon. God.
Yeah, but like Bahamut in real... Well, in God.
Hey guys, nerd alert.
we're playing D&D.
Hey guys, nerd alert.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You're never going to have sex with a girl.
Too late.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
What? Okay, here, hold on.
Okay, Bahamut is a fish.
Okay, for my minor action, I'm going to have my magical hand pick up on that sword across the field there.
Okay.
And carry it over to Tum so to get and hand it to him.
Okay.
And for my standard action, I'm going to use my blasty magic ability, my Nightmare Eruption, on that on the one that we've been hammering on this whole time. And I'll need to roll 1d8, and I don't have a dice.
You rolled a 2, so he's not afraid of your Nightmare time.
It is intelligence, but I rolled a 2.
You rolled a 2, so...
So I got 6.
So yeah, that did not go well.
It missed.
I thank you for the sword.
Okay.
As a daily power.
And then I'm going to, for my movement, I've got a movement ability that's part of my, I think it's a racial ability, but it's an encounter action and it's a move action, so I can still use it here, called Telekinetic Leap, and I can make one of my allies leap forward up to 5 spaces. So I'm going to move Tim 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who's Tim? Tom, and there's Tom. There's no Tim.
Which one of us?
You can call me Darkblade.
I move Tom Timmy Tom right in front of the monster we've been hammering on with his sword and everything.
Mid bow, I find myself flying towards the skeleton. I am slightly less thankful.
You don't fly. No. It very specifically says you gently float to him. So,
oh, okay.
That's good.
You gently floated right in front of the skeleton with your sword and everything, all ready to go, so you don't have to waste your move turn on that next time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the end of my turn. That's all the things I can do.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tom.
I'm actually not going to move at all. I'm going to use my commander strike again on Tom, which gives him the free attack.
That's an encounter, or is that a?
That's an at-will standard action.
It's such a great move.
Jeez,
at-will?
Is there a range on it or something?
Yeah.
Yep. I love it. It doesn't show a range, no.
Wow.
I'm assuming it's just if I can see him.
We fucking, like... You know, you see what, like, a great, like, teamwork that was? You know, I gave him the sword. I moved him in front. He made him attack.
It was really beautiful.
It was pretty sweet.
And I'm gonna hopefully come behind and kill this other skeleton in a second with one of my
shout. Can I just tell you what my shout says? I say, hey Tom, I really believe in you, and I think that you've got what it takes to take this monster down. So get him, buddy.
That's inspirational.
And then you attack him.
Do you have to roll, or is it just me?
Yeah, I think you roll.
You just get a free basic attack.
That is.
So you roll for that to happen.
With your longsword and everything that I gave you.
I take out my longsword that I have, but as a joke to the skeleton man, I throw my other dagger at it.
At point blank, you throw your dagger.
And is there a range minimum?
No, there's no range minimum, but I think if you do a ranged attack in melee range, I think he gets some sort of bonus or free.
Oh, that's
a free hit against you.
He gets an opportunity attack against me.
Yeah,
just hit him with the sword. That's why I gave you the sword.
Yeah, but I have such a better
opportunity.
And I ignoring their shouts, I throw the dagger at the skeleton that's right in front of me.
Okay.
Is that where you got the idea?
As a minor action, I shout, "You dumb fuck!"
I did a 14 versus AC.
Wait, is it a dagger against AC? Shouldn't that not be? Shouldn't that be reflex or something?
No, I have a specific skill against reflex.
Okay, so you roll a 14.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you miss.
Oh, piece of shit!
You
fucking asshole!
And he gets an opportunity attack, right?
Yes.
Teamwork.
Oh my god!
But wait, if
Tim, why would you do that?
But if he shoots, because he's just got his arrow, bow and arrow.
So we're not locked in a vicious struggle forever. No, I don't think I get one back.
Okay.
You should get one back. That'd be great.
You. Oh, Lord.
Luckily, you're up next.
Wow, that's going to sting.
You have to add +2 against me.
Why would you not just use the sword?
I mean,
trying
minus
to make things interesting.
You minus two.
Two to my defense.
Okay, the arrow sinks deep into your thigh, and you take 8 points of damage.
You bullshit! Do I take 8 points of damage? I use my halfling power called Second Chance, and you have to re-roll, you fuck. And I don't know what's going on back
there. All right, so he got a 19 this time.
You dumb.
Do I have to re-roll the damage?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, re-roll the damage, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You take 8 points of damage.
Again?
Ow!
This is a cool maneuver, though.
I gave you the sword and everything. We built this up.
Okay.
My AC is 17.
This is still my turn, right?
Like, yeah, it's still your turn.
I'm bloodied.
Okay.
What's your hit points at, Tim?
11. I'm bloodied.
Jeez, you know, I know I said I wasn't going to move before, but do I still have the opportunity to
move?
Yeah,
you can still move.
Still my turn. Okay. I'm going to move just a couple forward here. Against my better judgment, I'm going to use my inspiring word.
On this dumb shit.
So this motherfucker can spend a healing surge and fix his shit.
Yeah, he really needs it.
I apologize. And
I throw another dagger.
Just have unlimited daggers.
And I gracefully use a healing surge and get 5 extra heal points. So I'm up to 16.
Now, how does the healing surge work?
You get a certain number of them per day.
Oh, okay. And it's for a certain amount?
It's for a certain amount.
Well, because it also says the target can spend a healing surge and regain 1d6 additional hit points.
Okay, so you get another d6.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, because you used your move on me. So my surge brought me up to 16. And, oh, yes. And my d6 brought me up to 22. I'm practically perfect.
All right.
I am currently thrusting at
the arrow.
You're actually into the skeleton's pelvic area.
The arrow actually pops back out of your thigh.
Throwing the dagger at me.
God, this is why nobody should ever be allowed to play a rogue class in D&D.
Don't waste this, man. Don't waste it. I gave you a second life.
The magic that we gave him.
Can
you please kill the skeleton?
It's not my turn.
No, it's your turn, actually.
That inspiring word's an encounter, too, so I can't do that again.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's the question. I have a really strong one, so I could go after the one that's at Tim's, but I can't use it again, or I can go after that other skeleton.
Well, he's bloodied.
No, he's not anymore.
Yeah, the skeleton's bloodied.
Skeleton's bloodied.
Yeah, you should probably just finish him off real quick before we start in on the other guy.
Is there a strong one that I can only use once? It does 2d8.
Well, how much have we done to him so far? Is anybody keeping track of that? Because bloodied is what, half of your HP? Or is it different?
Yeah, it's half. Whose turn is it after hers?
It's yours.
Okay, yeah, you just do that. You see that I look less
terrible,
a little humbled and angry at the skeleton in front of me.
So I'm going to go for this other guy then, because I need to get within 5 of him. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm using an encounter, one called Cull the Herd, and it is, I roll, and it's plus 5 versus their will.
Oh, fuck.
8?
It's not, like, it doesn't do half damage if you miss or anything, does it?
No, those are mostly dailies.
God damn it.
Yeah, you miss.
Damn it! I don't have a reroll anywhere. That was really bad. Alright, well that's sad. I didn't do anything.
Okay, Tim.
That's me. Old
Tom.
Darkblade.
Sorry, Tom.
Again, no Tim.
old Darkblade. He is currently rubbing his arm and as a minor action.
Roll to see if that gives me an erection.
He stealthily...
Spoiler alert, it definitely does.
As a...
Oh, no.
As a minor action, he stealthily wipes tears out of his eyes. And I do piercing strike at the feller in front of me.
With the longsword or the...
dagger.
I'm pretty sure he threw his last dagger away.
How many daggers do you have, Tim?
You didn't see. I have several, because I am a thief.
You can't just keep producing daggers. You have to... Let's say you have...
I picked up the last one.
Let's
didn't
say you
hear?
Have three daggers, so you've got one left.
So I have one on me.
Yeah.
And I'm using it to not throw.
Okay.
I like it. God damn it. It's 13 versus the reflex.
You go in, it looks like you're going to totally nail him, but at the last second, he uses his bow to deflect the strike.
Oh, this is humble pie.
I hope you don't die.
Me too, man.
So the skeleton in front of you drops his longbow and pulls out a short sword.
Well,
it's like I'm going to be using this commanding strike quite a bit this battle, huh?
He takes a really awkward swing at you, and you easily duck underneath it.
I am very short.
Okay, is this Junpei Yori's turn?
Nope, still skeleton's turn. Other skeleton.
Oh, I forgot there was two.
Yeah. He sort of just awkwardly shoots an arrow, and you're not even sure which one of you he tried to shoot it at. It's such a bad...
Skeleton.
You're like, what are you doing, skeleton? He looks... embarrassed.
He's foolish.
How exactly does a skeleton look embarrassed?
Yeah, you wouldn't think they could, but he does.
Guys, he's really spooky, though.
He is spooky.
Spooky. Jesus Christ, this would all be going so differently if Tim... Tim told
me. Real, man.
I still probably would have missed.
God, my defense. God, Tim.
I hadn't missed earlier. Ugh.
Okay, I will...
Wasted my encounter.
I will use my Nightmare Eruption, which is Intelligence versus Will, at the one in front of... at the monster in front of Tom...
Darkblade.
Let it go.
What is the damage on that?
That is 1d8 plus 4.
Tom is just showered in... chips of bones and powder.
Chunks of skeleton.
Just bits and pieces all over the place.
My mutton chops.
Oh, Christ. Okay, and then I'm going to move 1, 2, 3, 4 spaces right here. And as a minor action... as a minor action... I'm just going to... like, just really, really, really lightly, just while staring him full in the eyes, just, like, deeply, soulfully in the eyes, I'm just going to give the lightest of lightest slaps across Tom's face.
I think I deserve that. I don't know what that means in your culture.
You definitely deserve it.
Well, it's the highest dishonor that a space goblin pirate can receive.
Tom.
Oh shit! Now what am I gonna do? Fuck! It's nobody's close to the other skeleton.
I can throw my dagger at him, and this time I won't get stabbed.
You don't have any more daggers, do you?
Yes, I do. Have one.
He does have one dagger left.
Can he do that as a free? Is that a basic attack? Yeah, should be, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I have two basic attacks. One of them is pretty shitty. The other one's pretty decent.
Okay, well, I'm going to move up here. Can I, as a minor action, roll an intimidation check against that skeleton? See if I can get him to, like, get all scared and drop his weapon or something? I don't know.
Sure.
I've got 10 intimidate. What else can I do with that?
He's like, guys, I got stacks.
Hey, you never know. This skeleton could be a real scaredy pants. This undead, mindless monster.
I'm a GD dragon. Come on, I'm gonna roll.
That is pretty scary.
This.
Do it. Roll it.
That's a 22.
He doesn't seem affected.
Fuck. Okay, commander strike to Tom.
I throw my dagger, and I somewhat questioningly, like, wow, I don't know if I deserve this, but okay.
Who else is going to hit him?
It is... What, math is hard. It's 15 versus his AC.
It's going right straight between the eyes, but then it ends up hitting handle side and just just falls.
You got to count the spins, man.
Just falls harmlessly to the ground.
I swear, an elven.
Wait, you're an elf?
No.
I can use an elf.
Oh, Ollivander.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, if I get close enough to do blast, I guess I can go like right there and blast him because that's more. That's a D8. That's 5. All right, I may have to. For a minor action, can I like move again, like back away?
No, you can only you can trade a move for a minor action, but you can't trade up.
Yeah, you can only trade down. What did you think about doing? I mean, he has an arrow, so it probably doesn't matter.
It probably doesn't matter how far back I am.
Yeah, you're going to want to get right up in his grill if you can. But
well, I am going to get... Whoa, why didn't I grab that?
Just get sloppy up in his grill.
I'm just going to get here, because I have a blast 3 of swarming locusts.
Ooh.
Oh, God, please roll good. That went off. It went off.
My dick.
Where'd it go? How does
it's like
yours?
The last scene in Jumanji, you guys.
What year is it?
What is this? Is this 9? Yeah, that's 9. So it is 14 versus reflex. Why am I rolling so bad?
You just managed to hit him.
Yay! Oh, God. Thank God.
What kind of damage does that do?
It is a D8 plus 5.
All right, do it. Roll it up.
Oh, yay! This is a 12.
Nice.
And it also adds an effect.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. The blast creates a zone of swarming locusts that lasts until the end of your next turn. While within the zone, enemies grant combat advantage. So the entire 3x3 square he's in, with me at the one end of it and him at the other, is combat advantage.
So don't go in there.
Don't go in there. There's locusts, and I'm in it, apparently.
Got it.
Don't get up. Don't go in any of the squares next to him.
Oops.
Don't go there.
Oh, okay.
You can go there, but it'll just... You'll just have a get disadvantage.
Locusts. Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah. I don't have to because I'm super range and shit, so... OG.
Yeah, try to do range.
Yeah, I don't have anything ranged, I don't think.
Okay, Tom.
That's me.
Yo.
Okay, what do I want to do? I now have combat advantage against the guy inside that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been hit at all?
Just by the locusts.
Okay.
He's not blinded.
I did 12.
I'm out of daggers. I don't have much choice, so I...
Can you do a perception roll, Tim?
I would love to. 15. I rolled a 16.
You notice that one of your daggers that you threw before is 2 squares over to the left.
Okay.
So you could theoretically move over there, pick it up, and throw it.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, I do that. 2 to my left. Pick up. Use minor action to pick up, and then I do sly flourish. And I throw my newly acquired dagger against the man who is a skeleton. And I get fucking butts. I get,
I get that sometimes.
I get, I get 12, and then I get plus 2 because of combat advantage versus AC. So 15.
12 plus 2 is 15?
14.
You miss.
It sucks.
Sorry. You should roll better.
I should roll better. I have bad dyes.
In return, he shoots back at you through the locusts. And you take 7 points of damage.
Ooh. How many locusts does that arrow hit, like on its way out of the cloud?
It hits a few.
There are a lot of them, though.
That's pretty sweet. I know, I just think it'd be pretty sweet to have him shoot a locust out of the air with an arrow.
I'm very upset.
There is a twitching locust right next to your new arrow wound.
That's pretty sweet.
Guys, can we kill this guy? It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah. We're so close.
Whose turn is it?
It is now Junpei's turn.
Run, Junpei. Slowing me down.
He's still got the locusts around him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll get all up in those locusts. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm going to use Rave Enfeeblement on Bro, which shoots...
Bro.
Skeleton. Skillabro. Skeleton.
Broskies.
You point three fingers at your foe, curling them like talons. Weird green mist streams from your enemy's flesh, carrying away its strength. That is an intelligence versus fortitude roll, and I have a plus four to intelligence.
I just rolled a 20 for you.
So I had 24?
Nice!
So you do max... You do a critical hit with...
Describe the critical hit to me. Describe how cool it looks.
Basically, this guy is got green stuff coming out of all of his places.
Bones?
Okay. all of his bones.
All of marrow.
So it does 1d plus... 1d 10 plus 4.
So it does 14 damage.
So is this guy bloodied now or what?
He is now very bloodied.
Yay.
Nice.
And then I will, let's see here, I'm going to use my, I guess I really don't need to do anything.
Okay, Tom.
All right, I'm going to get all up in this guy's grill. I'm going to get right here. Right here. And what does it mean when I've got, one of my powers is says no action?
Can you give me more info?
Well, it's demonic frenzy. It's an encounter, no action. When your anger breaks free, your claws and teeth lengthen, and you can't stop yourself from lashing out. So you hit with a melee attack on your turn. Target takes 1d6 damage.
It sounds like it's a free action. Right?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I want to do that. Okay. But see, it doesn't. It just says melee one. So, like, what does that mean?
That's probably you have to be right next to him, right?
Okay, right, but I mean, I guess it doesn't have, like, you know, like, it doesn't say, like, what it's versus. Does that just mean it always hits? You know, because some of my powers, you know, they say, like plus five versus AC or something like that. It doesn't say anything like that. It says target one randomly determined creature adjacent to you, but it's really kind of vague.
And it's a D6 damage?
Yeah.
All right, let's roll D6.
Hell yeah.
Guys, I don't know all the rules.
Okay. Two.
Okay. Basically, you knock his jawbone off, and it goes skittering across the floor. But he's still up.
No!
What a dick.
Oh, shit.
Really makes sense for me to do anything else. I'm just going to do a basic melee for my standard. And that's plus five versus AC, so fuck, 10.
10 total?
Yeah.
Okay, you miss. You swing wide.
But!
Oh, fudge.
For my minor, I weep.
Olundra.
This floor is getting slippery with tears and blood.
Oh, it is.
Have the locusts left now, because that's the next encounter round?
No, because it's until the end of my turn.
Okay.
Now. End of my next turn. So, I'm going to do Chill Wind. It's a burst one. I'm going to... It is against his fortitude. And it is a 14. Jeez, I gotta start rolling better.
Yeah, do better.
14 versus fortitude.
What kind of damage does that do?
It does only a 1d6.
Okay. So roll that 1d6.
Yay! And then I get to slide him if he's still alive, which hopefully he won't be. Two.
All of his bones are all crinkly and cracked up and icy looking, but he's still just moving a tiny little itsy bitsy bit.
Where do we
want to
move him?
Do we get combat advantage if we flank him?
Yes, you do.
All right, move him there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And now the thingy.
Oh, the locusts are gone now. They're gone.
Where did he move to?
He moved to above the dragonborn.
Like here? Didn't seem to move for me.
Oh, yeah, there.
Yeah, he's moved.
Okay.
I see him.
Because I get to pull him one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Tom.
I move here. And now, since I have combat advantage, and I am just crackling with bloodlust, I... roll. Is this a good thing?
I don't know, bro.
Okay, I will do Dazing Strike. And come on, give me a. All right.
Let's do this. It is 18 plus 2, so 20, versus his AC.
Okay.
And I hit him, so I do 1d4 plus 5, so that's 7.
Okay.
And then, since I have combat advantage, I can do my sneak attack.
Mm-hmm.
And now I roll 2...
Oh, shit.
D8s, because I have a special thing. So...
Let me see that special thing.
Yeah, what's the special thing?
It's called a feat called Backstabber. Sneak attack dice increase to D8.
Wow, that's impressive. You just like stacked a lot of things on top of each other.
So I just did 7 damage. Now I do 6 more damage, and then
to 13.
I do another 6 more damage.
Wow,
I'm just furiously
19 damage to him.
Holy shit! This description better be pretty badass. I'm just saying.
So, did you describe it as a flurry?
Yes.
So, do you guys see like what it looks like? You can't even see Tum's arms moving. You just see a blinding flurry. And afterwards, the skeleton just stands there, and you're like, oh my god, nothing happened. But then you start seeing little lines of light forming all over its body, crisscrossing. And then it just explodes.
Yay!
And
watch out for bone shards.
I turn my back to it and I just say, "Call me Darkblade."
Turn your back and say, "Eat no. my butt." Yay, skeletons!
Yay!
Gone.
Guys, we won our first encounter.
It's dead.
I did not die.
Should we take a rest?
I think we should keep going. What do you guys think?
I'm having a great time, but yes. I want to go to bed.
So, it's sleep time.
That
so
was
bad.
Fun, though.
It's only 11. It's cool.
It's midnight here.
Yeah.
We'll have to try to start earlier next year.
Yeah, we can definitely
I
start
I
want to
know what's on the table, though.
What else?
There's a table. I want to know what's on the table.
Oh, yeah. Do we get any
okay, let's end this episode with us checking out what's on the table.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Let's all check out what's on the table. Like no, anime,
guys,
anime.
Tell me there's nothing on the table, Thrifty.
Guys, there's some forks and knives. I don't know.
He's not ready yet. How about this? No. It could be a cliffhanger.
We'll check it next week.
Yeah, we look at the table and all collectively gasp. That's the end of the episode.
Aludra.
I pick up every fork and knife I see.
in a flurry, you pick up every...
I want to do an insight check to see if I see where he puts all of his stuff.
Oh.
I'm also walking around picking up all the other daggers.
Just secreting them away. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's long bows and short swords and long swords just sort of scattered around.
I would love to take like a long sword.
Probably get a dagger for myself.
Yeah.
I put the long sword back on the ground and
what's the difference between a long sword and a short sword, like damage wise?
So if I get a dagger, then I will be armed.
Yeah, but is there a spear in there?
I don't really want to do much melee fighting. It seems like
I think spears have more range though.
It's an angry one.
I know, but I think since the spear has, like, 2 range, but I'm not sure.
Hmm.
A short sword does 1d6.
Okay.
And a long sword... Why is long sword 1 word and a short sword 2 words, guys?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
I don't know. Why is there a hyphen between single player but not multiplayer?
1d8.
So, oh, yeah, I definitely want that longsword.
Yeah.
But it weighs more, and it's more, like, unwieldy or something.
I don't care. I got a bunch of strength.
He's so strong!
Wait, you never said, are we naked, or we just don't have
any... Oh, yeah, we still in the nude.
You're wearing what looks like hospital-ish. You're just wearing, like, sort of...
Burlap hospital.
Is this, like, the D&D version of the human centipede?
Basically. What's going on
right now? I was a little concerned about that to begin with, to be honest.
Well... I mean, if you guys had just gone right.
Roll to see if I... Yeah, roll to see if I get my mouth sewn to that dude's butthole.
I want to be with my face on 0 buttholes.
You
want
to be the front.
I also...
I do not want my face there. Yeah,
let's roll for initiative to see what order we are in.
I'm also going to award...
The buttholes?
I don't want to be the last.
Who's the back? Or the middle. That's also
the back is the second best though, because then you don't have anybody on your bum.
On your bum.
No, I don't think it'd be all that bad. That part of it though.
You'd probably be pretty
but you'd
bitter.
Still rather have you'd probably still rather have no butthole than butthole.
Right. What I'm saying is if you've got your mouth sewn on somebody else's butthole, you want to have your butthole sewn onto somebody else's mouth so you have some like outlet for your aggression.
You're saying you want someone to vacuum out your butt juice.
I'm saying that I want to pay it forward.
Take
guys. What if he had just sewn them in a circle?
Oh,
that would have been so smart.
I guess they couldn't feed him.
It would have been fair. I guess
that would have been fair.
Then they would just poop back and forth forever.
That is a short-term option, but it would have been more
cruel to all.
More fair.
A long walk for a short drink of water.
Guys, I'm going to award each of you 250 experience points.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
For escaping your imminent dismemberment and for killing a bunch of skeletons.
How many XP do we need to move up a level?
1,000.
Oh, okay. I wish I had chosen different things. Can I switch anything out?
That's up to the DM.
I don't know.
Each level you can trade one thing.
Okay.
That's actually a real rule.
Okay.
Yeah.
None of these are bad.
Each level you can trade one thing for what one thing?
You can switch. You can like re-spec one power.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was great.
That was fun.
Good job, guys.
Some real sweet moves out there. Some magic. Some mistakes were made, but who's to say?
Spells were flung.
Knock on any names.
Bonds were forged. We forged a bond tonight.
Not going to call out any people for putting away long swords and taking out daggers.
I'm pretty sure my only objective was keeping Tom alive.
My social link with you guys has increased.
You realize I'm thankful, but not really as thankful as I probably should be.
All right, guys.
All right, dudes. Cool. I gotta pee.
All right, later.
All right, good night.
Good night. I'm pretty proud of the level of preparation that I did for this.
Uh-huh.
But also, I'm completely unprepared.
I have a character. That's most of
it. I'm, like, just a tiny bit prepared.
Wait, are we going to actually play?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I barely even know what my character does.
And it's going to be spooky.
I don't know what spells.
I made a spooky adventure for us to play.
I'm scared. I don't know how to play.
I was playing with my 9-year-old. I think you can handle it.
That's true. Yeah, I assume you'll make it easy for Jennifer because she's stupid.
Hey, shut up. I just played with her today.
What is my guy's name again?
You don't have a name.
What's his name again?
Tom Bramblebutt.
What was that joke from my brother and me?
It was Warrior Cats.
Bramblefelt.
Yeah, Bramblefelt.
I'll be Tom.
You Tom?
Tom.
You've got to name your character Tom. That's so stupid.
It's Tom.
It's so stupid.
He just Tums.
Tom. What if it's like Tom Darkblade? But no one cars on Darkblade, and he knows that they would.
I kind of like that.
Because I want
that's funny.